Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hey everybody, Brian here. Welcome to the World Builder for Season 2 of Flashbang and the Surgeon. This one is inspired by Detective Comics Volume 1, number 168, titled The Man Behind the Red Hood. It was released in February of 1951. It was written by Bill Finger. Hope you enjoy it.
The city of Waterdeep is overrun with authority. City Watch patrols have taken to the skies, striking fear into the hearts of criminals and common folk alike. Two vigilantes in particular have been declared enemies of the state, leaving residents to wonder if they will be safe in the hands of an untrustworthy government. What fates are in store for our valiant heroes?
Flashbang and the Surgeon! Criminals beware!
Hey everybody, welcome to Flashbang and the Surgeon. I'm Brian, your Dungeon Master.
What's up?
Hello.
Who the fuck are you guys?
I'm Grandma Bobby.
I'm your special guest Jake, playing Lucian Amakir, the wood elf monk.
Flashbang. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been this guy. His voice might sound weird.
My grandson's over here. Oh, hi, Grandma Bobby.
This dude's got a skit going in the first 5 minutes. He's ready.
I'm your human barbarian, also known as the surgeon.
Yes.
Yep, yep.
Yes. You're a very good grandson. A very good boy.
Yes. Okay, bye, Grandma.
Okay. Am I Grandma now?
No.
Okay, bye. Bye, Grandma Bobby. We'll see you in game.
Yes.
She's like, I'm going to go get ready for my pod.
Got to go to the dressing room. Wait for my cue. Yeah,
how's her voice go? Am I just doing the standard old lady? I'll figure that out later.
Yeah.
You guys are running from the cops.
Oh, yes. We are. Yes. Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to our World Builder episode. We're gonna finish off exactly where we picked up. We're going to pick up exactly where we finished off in episode 10, running from the police.
Yeah.
The Stromwells just reunited and hugged it out.
In the train yard.
Yes.
And we did that cool move.
You kicked what's-his-face right in the mouth.
Right in the face, yes.
Rupert Thorne.
With a sick combo move.
And they're getting all, you just presume they're all getting arrested except for maybe the priest. But yeah, he's there, so they'll probably arrest him too for at least a little while.
They're like, you're a witness to this.
Father Michael? What?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Get in the fucking back of the car.
Get in this carriage, please.
Please don't summon Bahamut upon my bones. Yeah, you guys are running through the street. You've made it out of the train yard. What do you do?
I mean, do we have time to discuss?
You have about 30 seconds. Would you like the lay of the land?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
The train yard is behind you. You have a street directly in front of you with 50-foot buildings on either side of the street.
Okay.
You have a main thoroughfare crossing you at a perpendicular angle going to your left and right.
Okay.
That leads to other streets. You have a... The train yard is behind you, but if you turned right, there is another right-hand street on your right-hand side going running parallel to the train yard behind you and up to the right.
Okay.
And same thing on the other side of the train yard down to the left. And by train yard, I mean merchant cart yard.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
It seems like...
It doesn't seem like...
You guys are going for an escape, so there are... I'm going to need you to make a perception check for information beyond what I've just given you.
Oh, sure. First roll.
First roll. Ooh.
Ooh, that's going to be a 2 for me, dog.
Okay.
It's going to be an 8 for me.
You guys see the...
we both rolled 2s.
Wow.
Like, literally.
Oh, you're an elf.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, you're not very wise beyond... Just the elf bonus.
I mean, I'm super wise, but...
Oh, yeah, you cast your wisdom is your casting mod, right?
Yeah. I have a +6 to my perception, but...
Hell yeah.
It means nothing.
Still bad.
Yeah.
You guys see the manhole cover about, I want to say, 300 feet in front of you down the middle of the street.
Oh, that's kind of far.
Yeah. The street's mostly empty. It's a later hour of the evening, and this isn't a particularly busy area of town, especially at this time of night. Like, we're in an industrial area.
And the City Watch is, like, converging on us right now,
basically.
The
City Watch is converging on the scene behind you, and you've slipped away, but they are swarming it.
Yeah.
And you think that they're going to be... Like in your locale, very shortly,
very soon,
they're gonna surround the place.
Okay,
but they happen to be coming from the area that you guys were in before. Like they're coming from that direction, so they basically they're basically following you.
Yeah,
at this point, does it look like their vehicles are going at a faster rate than we can run towards this manhole?
Typically, the vehicles go faster than you can run. Yes, like horses and things. But they are preoccupied with... there are lots of downed bad guys in the train yard that are being arrested. So they're forming a perimeter now, and they are coming toward you.
Okay.
So eventually, they will be surrounding the train yard.
Right.
And there is an airship, which isn't... too unfamiliar to you guys if you drove one into a fucking cornfield or something one time.
Pretty sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's a there's an airship perched above with rope ladders coming down off the sides and very like well armored looking City Watch members climbing down from the boat. But beyond that, you see this manhole cover.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we can, if we just go forward, we'll avoid everything because it's behind us.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's just book it.
So you're just gonna run?
Yeah.
Okay.
This way, surgeon. Oh, yes. That's your name. Yes. I forgot your name. It's been so fucking long.
This way, you're surgeon. Out in the street. So right now, I will be addressing you as Flashbang and the surgeon. We should be. I want to be more strict about that overall because I'm probably the worst. What is it called?
Offender.
Offender of it, yes.
It's fine.
It's fine, I forgive you.
You're just Brandon and Lucian to me.
That's true.
And I love you.
Can I Spider-Man? Can I just use my hookshot?
You can.
Yeah, and just...
To get speed?
Yep.
Sure, totally.
Get some momentum, definitely.
Lucian, you see... Or, sorry, I did it again. Flashbang, you see Surgeon grapple into the side of the building and begin to lift off.
I mean, I'm hella fast, so I don't think I'd even need the grapple. I would probably just run just straight for it on the floor.
Okay.
If there's nobody like coming my way or anything like that, like that's probably what.
You haven't seen anyone.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Make a stealth check for me, Steve.
Oh, sure. Yes, that's a 7.
Oh, cool. Okay. You're really obvious about the way you take off. And you're also caught in the spotlight that comes down about 100 feet down the down the way. It actually is focused on you. It's a spotlight comes down on the side of this building and is like in the street. Lucian, make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
You're moving very quickly down what I presume to be either the sidewalk or the middle of the street.
Yeah, 15.
15 is good. You see the spotlight like open up in front of you, like just on the ground. Wait. And you're just outside of it, and you're able to curve your momentum to go around it, should you so choose.
Yes, please.
What do you guys do? You're swinging, you're Spider-Manning down like the side of a. I imagine with this type of like momentum that you have, like you're either going back and forth and zigzagging down the street, or you're like kind of just swinging and maybe having to like run and kick off the side of the building.
I was kind of doing the latter.
Yeah.
Okay. Running on one side.
Cool. Yeah. So that's what your momentum is. You know, you're caught in mid swing when the spotlight hits you.
Yes.
So what do you guys do? Well, as the spotlight hits you, I guess you hear, put down your weapons, get off the side of that building and lay down on the ground. You're under arrest. This is the Waterdeep City Watch.
And this is
coming in hot, right at you.
From 9 to 5. Is it like it is a spotlight
that it's a
is
big,
on him right now?
Yeah.
Like, can I see where it is on the airship?
Yes. You look up and you see it coming over the side of the. You now see this airship.
Yeah.
And you can see it. The light is flooding from what looks like a person holding something over the side of the boat. The boat does look like it's having trouble getting itself at an angle where it can drop down in the street.
Yeah.
And rope ladders are beginning to be thrown over the side.
Can I see the spotlight from where I am?
You can see the spotlight coming over the side, but it's like you are underneath a boat.
Yeah.
So it is very hard to see. You don't have a vantage point to give you that sort of.
Can I get.
You can see the like the location on the boat where it is coming off of, and it looks like it is coming off of like the like side of the ship. What are the sides called? Fuck, it's bow, port, stern. I don't know which is which.
I don't know who even ships knows terminology, but I'm sorry. What's happening right now?
I was basically wanting to. I was trying to get he's into looking a vantage up and we're in point.
Bullet time, like he's trying to figure out how he can blow up the light.
Yes, exactly. Okay, okay. Yes, I want to.
You can shoot that area of the ship if you'd like.
Well, basically, I want to use my bow to try to break the light.
Oh,
is
okay.
What I was gonna do. I wasn't gonna sunbolt.
You could send it into that area.
I also don't want to just like blind fire and take a dude out. Like, that's definitely not what I want
to
do.
You would be imagining a marker to shoot at, like centered at where the light is sourced from.
Yeah.
But you do not know what is up there.
Is there a way, cause you said it was cresting over the buildings, right?
Yes.
Is there a way that I can grapple hook up onto the closest, building basically, and then get a shot off?
Yeah, it's going to take some time. It's going to take an action's worth of time for you to grapple up the side of the building.
That's totally cool. Because then at least I can break it and then he can continue doing what he was doing.
We're in a non-initiative theater style combat. So I will ask you and then I will ask you and then I might take a turn. Yeah. Who knows?
That's what I would like to do is I would like to position myself, grapple hook up the closest building and start running so that I can get a vantage point on that searchlight.
The attention dictated by our die is on Brandon, as on the surgeon. So you are able to do that undetected. So while you're grappling up the side of the building, Brandon, you are grappled to the building now. What are you doing?
I mean, I'm imagining I got caught mid-swing, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, so you're like still have the momentum.
Yes, you have the momentum and there's a light on you, so pretty much you can tell me like...
All right, well, what kind of buildings am I swinging on here?
You're swinging on like an apartment-style building. Like there are like ledges and stuff like that. It might be offices. It's probably an office building.
Okay, and then like I'm going down the street, so like are these buildings like... separated or it's just like one
these two buildings are one long building each.
I see
it's good. They're taking up the whole block pretty much.
I gotcha.
It's probably like a warehousing style building. That's kind of the area we're in, so it's probably offices on one side with a big warehouse floor on the bottom or something like that.
So do these buildings look like they have any like kind of like entrances or like platforms?
There are platforms you could like scale the outside of it pretty easily. Like your above average climber could do it, no problem.
Yeah.
So So you can scale the building, no issue, but there isn't really a place to hide unless you want to, like, break in through a window.
No, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking of landing on some kind of, like, fire escape or whatever, and then to break into the offices.
There is no fire escape on this face of the building as it faces the street. You would have to go over to, like, the side of the building. There probably are fire escapes on the ends of the building, and you are currently in the middle.
Okay.
There would be, like, something like that there.
Okay.
It's like 500 feet, I think, is pretty big for a building. They're pretty big buildings.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I say there's like, it would be more effort to actually scale this thing right now. So,
would it? Cause you're grappled, up toward near the top. I would just picture you could, like, either at the end of your arc, like, climb up to the top real quick, or you can go into the building. It's up to you.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm basically trying to get into the building at any entry point that I can find.
Yeah, there's glass windows, and you don't have a problem breaking glass because you're a big, strong boy.
Okay, so I'll find the nearest glass window I can find, break that shiz.
Let's say you, like, get up to the end of your arc, so you're maybe in the top three floors of the spot.
Sure.
And you break in through one of the buildings. Lucian,
awesome.
You get up to the top, and you see Brandon disappear into the building.
Yeah, I was going to say I probably would have told you what I was going to do. Like, we have the ear pebbles anyways, so it's pebbles, like, I would probably have hit it and been like, I'm going to surgeon, I'm going to take out the light, get off the street.
Okay.
And then he would have done his thing, which is breaking into the building.
Dope. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You lose visibility on the ship when you go inside the building, but you do see light flooding into this empty, what you find yourself is an unguarded, unmanned office.
Awesome.
Which is, like, just probably mostly, like, shitty desks and paper, since we're in, like, a sort of industrial kind of revolution style, like, setting almost.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
It's not a complicated place. There are cubicles, though, and it's horrible. The next is me. I'm going to roll this dice. What was your stealth that you rolled?
I didn't roll stealth. He rolled stealth. Should I have rolled stealth, when I was going up?
Yeah, roll stealth now versus my
fuck. 10.
I see you.
Fuck.
The spotlight moves from the point affixed on Brandon after he disappears, and kind of just, like, sweeps the building, and you just get caught up in
just
it.
Just like,
and they see you, like, readying your bow, and they say, "Put down your weapons immediately and get on the ground. You are under arrest. This is the city watch, and we're coming at you hot. We're coming at you hot right now."
I'm not gonna do that. Is it my turn? Can I shoot the spotlight?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can kind of see silhouettes up there now of people.
Like, I can see where it is as opposed to, like, around the light.
Yes. You think that there is somebody manning the light.
Okay.
Whatever it is, they you see a person holding something and pointing it down.
I'm gonna try to shoot that with my longbow.
I'm gonna give it a DC 15 to hit the light.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's fine.
Okay. How about on a ten to four, you hit the man holding the light.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair. All right. Ooh, real good. 24.
Hell yeah. You absolutely...
I just snipe it.
You snipe it, and it actually... Yeah, you see, like, it looks like something broke and fell apart, and this light goes out, and you roll Arcana.
Okay. 12.
The way the light peters out, you think there was magical amplification of the light.
Okay.
And you see the bits of a lantern just, like, fall away. This whoever's holding it, like, drops it.
Sweet.
And you see, like, your arrow is, like, stuck in the lantern, and it, like, spirals down and, like, falls and crashes in the street.
Fuck. Is there any other lights that I can see? Like, was that, like, the main
there's
illumination?
Light on the ship.
Yeah.
But that was a spotlight that they... you think because of the construction of what you just destroyed,
there's probably more.
there's they probably have another lantern and can just do the magic again.
Yes.
So you'd think that this is a temporary.
Yeah, it was it was mainly just to buy us both some time.
You see several bodies moving around on the ship frantically.
Yeah. After. So now that I have that period of darkness, can I? Oh wait,
you have movement. You don't have an action necessarily at this point, but you do have movement.
I have advantage on stealth, don't I, because of the cloak?
Oh yeah, we're wearing all our cool stuff.
Yeah,
so you have advantage on that.
I have my rouge robe.
I think in this scenario it would have been kind of
it made sense that they saw me.
I mean, yeah, roll it,
like,
I guess.
Should I?
Yeah.
It's a little bit better. 15.
I still beat you.
Yeah, okay.
So they spotted you.
So now that I have that period of like darkness with the spotlight being out, can I try to jump back down? And oh, you said I don't have an action, so I can't move, right?
Can I
grapple hook away, basically?
I think you can grapple hook one time is probably fine.
Yeah,
you'd probably like allow the grapple to be a bonus action, I think.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I'll just, once I shoot it out, I'll just do like a little flippy off of the building and just try to grapple hook away.
Okay, you've totally like ghosted these guys.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, so you are moving towards the manhole.
Towards the manhole, yeah.
I'm guessing you guys were almost there.
Okay.
Like at this point.
Sure.
But yeah, you do that. Brandon, you are inside an office building. You no longer see any light coming in.
Awesome.
You do hear like the crash of this lantern probably in this quiet-ish street just echo throughout.
Right. Yeah. So I kind of deduce that's what happened out there is Flashbang shot down the light. Mm. But I'm still going to run or try to navigate through the buildings if possible.
Yeah.
All right. Dope. So in there, if I see an opening that's running parallel to the street, I want to keep going. If not, then I'll just head right back out.
You can navigate. What would be. Let me see a character sheet real quick.
Sure.
It's like that scene in Winter Soldier when he shoots Fury, and then Cap is trying like to run alongside him while Winter Soldier's like on the roof of the buildings, mm-hmm. and he's trying like to break through all the fucking office buildings, like all the way there.
Typical like, chase scene.
I like it. I like it.
Give me a survival check.
Okay.
And in this instance, survival means like navigating the wilderness of this building.
Right.
I guess.
Ooh, that's the 19, my dude.
Yeah, you work in construction. You get the layout buildings. Of this building. Like you know. Hey, there's probably I can exit this like weird room I'm in. Go out into this hallway and go right. Find the other weird room, and I'll be at the corner of the building pretty much. Now make a dexterity saving throw.
Ooh, okay.
With advantage from your danger sense.
Yeah. So that's a dexterity save.
Yeah.
So that's a unnatural 20.
Ooh.
An unnatural 21.
They have extra arms.
Yes.
Very good. You are able to navigate this office without being eaten by the tables and paperwork. And like your boss is like, hey, good job today.
Am I like parkouring or am I just smashing everything?
It's up to you. What are you doing?
Actually, I'm going to parkour.
Yeah. I think
that's pretty dumb.
The dexterity check, even if you smash through, you're avoiding the stuff you can't smash through.
Yeah.
In this scenario, if you just want to like parkour like you weren't even in the building,
yeah,
like, that's also cool.
Yeah, I don't want to leave a trail.
Float-ish. So like on your cool boots. Your red bootsus.
Yeah.
Your red bootsus.
You could probably in Breath of the Wild, you can like color change any of your costumes.
Mm.
You can like color change anything you want. You can go to like Stan's Alchemist dye shop or whatever.
Awesome.
By dye, I mean the ink. So you make it to the edge of the building.
Sweet.
And you can see the manhole cover down in the street.
Awesome. And is it still my turn? I feel like that was a long...
You've used all your movement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think to get over to here.
Okay.
So if you want to, is there anything you want to do like an action wise? Like
I mean, I guess I can hold an action. If I am just like kind of out of breath, I just want to keep an eye out, you know, for Flashbang. And then when he gets closer, I'll go out and move the manhole and then we can both go in swiftly.
You can also take a dash action and you do have walkies. So you can just ask him where he is at any time.
Yeah.
Okay, Flashbang, you good, my dude?
Yes, I got the light and I am on my way to the manhole right now.
Okay. I'm ready to lift this thing whenever you get here.
I will be there shortly.
So you could either hold your action and prepare yourself defensively in some way or just prep yourself to move. What I could say...
Am I in like the bottom floor? Like,
with no, you're in like the upper floor.
Upper floor?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Is there no way I can navigate down?
Through the window. And you've probably made it to the fire escape. So if you want to take a dash action, you
start moving down.
Even if there wasn't a fire escape, you could just go out the window and like...
Okay.
Spider-Man down.
Okay. Sure.
So whatever you, however you want to handle that, you can, right. you can do that.
Okay. I'll just get out the fire escape and start moving. Spider-Man down.
Cool. Yeah. Sweet. Lucian, I'm pretty sure you can hear the... Oh, no, you can't because you're super stealthy. We're not doing the old way.
Yeah, you're doing real good.
You guys are quiet about it automatically now.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so you're making it down the fire escape. Next up is me, the ship.
Ooh.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow... grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
I think a couple of this ship has like perched itself kind of half over the building, half not. And dudes are coming off of the side of the ship this turn and down onto the building. Mm. And dudes are also coming down off the ship and going into the street. And this ship gets really low to like barely just above the building.
Right.
It might even be a little bit below the building, like offset because of the curvature of the bottom of the boat. It's like right there. So there are two guys coming on the roof now, and they look like well armored and well equipped. And then there's two more coming down a ladder, and then a spotlight appears from over the side of the boat and is starting to scan the top of the building. Are you up there still?
No, I think I was in the middle of. Like
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I was Spider-Manning. So I'm probably like mid swing if it's like trying to pan something.
Okay. They do not see you.
Fuck yeah.
So I think the turn should go back to you now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean if I can get to the manhole, then I'll get there this turn.
Yeah,
because if I'm that close.
You can get to the manhole, make a perception check one more time.
Okay. Nine.
You do hear sirens, but you don't know if they're echoing down the street. You're pretty sure they're coming from behind you.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, I'll just say over the walkie, Surgeon, I am at the manhole. Meet me here, and I guess try to open it so we can both just get in real quick.
Okay. Yeah. You can get to the manhole, and if you want, you can even lift the cover.
Yeah.
As your action, and
I'll do that.
You cannot get in there yet, though.
That's
not amount of time. So, next up is Brandon.
Okay.
Make a perception check.
Sweet.
Awesome. That's a 6.
Yeah. You see the ship come down.
Uh-huh.
To that position I described. It's like right above you. Like pretty much as you're moving down this fire escape.
Okay.
Maybe it even like the very bottom of the boat like scrapes the fire escape just like a little bit.
Okay.
Shakes it as you're moving down, but you're good. You make it to the bottom, and that's where we'll pick up your turn. But you hear sirens.
Mm-hmm.
They're echoing, but you think they're coming from the way you came down the street initially.
Yeah.
And you can see Lucian at the manhole, just like with the cover open, like, get in.
Okay.
Let's go.
We gotta get out of here, man.
Okay. I want to run towards the manhole.
Okay.
And hop right on in.
As you are running towards the manhole, another spotlight appears right on top of both of you guys.
Ooh.
And you see it is not coming. You look up and you see it is not coming from the ship that was right above you. It is coming from another ship that is coming pretty much down the street the other way.
Okay.
It looks like it's coming in straight and it's small enough to get into the street and it's just coming down towards you guys. And there's just a big beam of light coming off the front of the bow.
Shit.
And the bow is the front.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Cool.
Well, I mean, I still want to run towards the manhole.
That's what you're doing as the light comes on, seeing
all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to run towards the manhole and go ahead and jump on in.
Yeah, you jump in.
Okay, sweet.
Woohoo. Yeah, you probably hear like, stop what you're doing in it, and then you go down the manhole and it's like real muffled in back here. You hear, we're coming in hot. Coming in hot. You get in.
Yeah. Okay. I imagine I would, like, if there was anybody close enough, then I probably would have tried to throw like a flash grenade before we went in.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. 12.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me do one of these.
It was 6 plus 6.
You know what? Arrows come and fire on you as you get into the manhole and put the cover back on.
Yeah.
And right, you know, it just dramatically, like right as you put the cover back on.
Hell yes.
Yeah. And as you're closing that manhole cover, you look down the street the way you came and you see cars.
Oh, shit.
You see, you see horses, horse-drawn carriages with city watch lights and stuff coming up.
They're coming in hot.
They're coming in hot.
Like they said.
What do you guys do? You're in the sewer.
What do we see?
It's pretty much the same as it always is. It's dark. It's smelly. The water is poisonous because it's shit water. Mm. And you see like you've come down in from like a drop in into like a long tunnel. So you can go one way or the other way. But you have your maps on you.
Yeah.
And you know where
exactly
where you are. Yeah. Yeah.
Should we go to Anders then? Let them know what's happening?
Yeah. I mean, I want to take the most direct path to Anders throughout these tunnel or sewer systems.
Let's not get too complicated with the mapping.
Yeah.
You can go left. You can go right. Anders is to the right.
We'll go right.
We go right.
And you're taking the most direct route. Most of the time, the most direct route would be what the streets look like, which are thoroughfare-ish. Mm. And like then you take a few offshoots to get to Anders.
Yeah.
So that's mainly the travel system in the sewers is you're in the main thoroughfares of the sewers until it's time to branch out into the smaller, more complicated areas.
Definitely.
You guys are moving and you get to the like next manhole cover. You pass it actually and you hear it open and you see light spill in from behind you and you hear everybody into the manhole. Go. Shit.
Okay.
What do you guys do?
So you said that's happening at the next
manhole? You just passed the manhole and it happens like behind you.
Okay, got you. Is there like a offshoot sewer that we could go into that would still let us get to Anders, but just kind of peel off this main thoroughfare kind of area.
It's about like 70 feet, I think, away from you to the next offshoot. And the next offshoot's a thoroughfare. And then there's probably like a cross section.
Yeah.
Is the next offshoot. And then you can probably get like, you can take a less direct route to get to Anders.
Yeah, probably that. We should probably do that.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you guys, I think, get away with no issue on this one.
Awesome.
So yeah, you made it into the the trade off here, I think, is that you now have been seen by the police using the sewer system for travel.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So there is a thing to register. Like that is a note that would come up. Like,
okay.
They know about this, the sewer, which is like, well, kind of like a, well, yeah, of course, if they want to do that, they can. But the fact that they lost you down there means that they're aware that you are aware of how to navigate it.
Yeah.
So okay. It is a main use of travel for you. And that's something to note.
Okay.
All right. I think you guys can make it back to Anders and there's a little issue.
Awesome.
Is there any sort of heat around Anders? Like, is this like we like peak up? You
I
know?
Think everything's cool. Okay. And you're far enough away from the inner city workings to not, you don't really see like airships or police presence too heavy.
Sweet.
If you were to like walk around the neighborhood, you could probably bet that you would see the cops in some capacity.
Yeah.
Probably just patrolling. Which is what Anders would probably report to you if once you talk to him, like, hey, the cops are just around right now. Yeah. They're just all over the place, the City Watch. And they're doing their
cop thing.
Apparently they're doing, you guys know more than Anders are doing their airship thing.
Yeah.
So you guys make it back to Anders. I think
would we need like to preface it at all, just to warn him while we're on our way in? Like, just be like, hey,
you can ring him over the pebble.
I'll ring him over the pebble and just let him know we are on our way. The City Watch arrived in force and we had to make a hasty retreat. They saw that we used the sewers though. So that might not be a good idea or a good thing, but we are very close.
Just make sure you aren't followed and come back.
We weren't followed, right? Just making sure.
I mean, like, you want to do some dice work to figure that out?
Yeah. I mean, well, no, like, we established that we, like,
we lost
the tail, right?
You lost the tail, yeah. I think that's fair. It's super easy for you guys to do stuff like that now. We're very Batman now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Then we're there.
Okay. We're there.
What's up, Anders?
We here.
We out here. Hashtag
I don't want to do the scene right now. I want to do... That's fine. I think that now is a good time to jump out and start world building.
Ooh, okay.
Let's do it. We made our escape.
Dope. Yeah. You guys did it. You did 10 episodes of the show.
We're level 35 now.
Yeah.
You're level 35. And you have stronger glutes than Batman ever did.
Fuck yes.
So... I wanted to keep this conversation open. I like my world building to be super involved with everybody. You obviously have your own corner of the world that the story revolves around you guys. So it's a big corner. So you guys can make changes and we can implement, like, we're going to implement some leveling right now, which will have some story implication. I think we've discussed.
Nice.
We're going to talk about how much time goes by from this arc to the next one and what happens in that time. And what the consequences are of the last session you guys had with the government kind of making a big move against vigilantes and organized crime. I think overall the success of your missions from season one and the renown, you've solidified yourselves as superheroes in this town. Like, people know who you are and they have varying opinions, but the general consensus is that you are a help to the city. For most, like, level-headed people, they think that you have done well. They don't necessarily always agree with your methods as far as treatment of your captured I was mostly talking to Brandon.
You're talking about are you stripping talking about, pools and throwing taking their clothes? Clothes?
Yeah, yeah. It's the,
is that what you're referring to, Brad?
They don't know. Leaving people naked and throwing birdseed on them. Ungrateful
bastards.
But some people
things
are,
I do for this city.
Throw some bird seed on them.
Throw some fucking bird seed on them.
But you get appreciation. No, you get some appreciation.
A lot of appreciation for the artistry of your bird seed throwing.
There are people of the thought that like that is a crazy deterrent to make normal people not want to do crime. Is that they're gonna get stripped nude in the street and paraded down to the local city watch, and they're gonna get some bird seed thrown on them.
They're gonna get pecked by pigeons.
Yeah, and they're probably gonna be like unconscious as fuck, you know, for a good chunk of it. So
that's
like,
true. Yeah.
It's happened over and over and over and over again. So like just they
patches of birds around it's,
and like bodies. Like notes, like no, handwritten sloppy notes shoved in their mouth that say "with love" from F-Bats.
Yeah, yeah, true.
We need to decide together how much time goes by between now and our next session. Our goals are to level up to 8 from 5. Mm-hmm. So I think at least a year needs to go by.
Okay, fair.
What do you guys think?
A year sounds right to me.
Yeah.
But it depends on what we're doing in that year, I guess, to facilitate 3 levels of gain, basically.
I think the next part of the discussion should be, how much time, and then we justify the leveling up, and how, like, I want to say, like, Anders is going to suggest a period of laying low right now, because there is, the heat is hot, and the City Watch will tell you straight up that they're coming in.
They're like, coming in hot.
They're coming in like toasters that just made some Pop-Tarts. It's time to kind of give it a rest and let them kind of work it out.
Okay.
It's going to be good for crime somewhat. Crime will drop because of this.
Okay.
But Anders knows that crime will not stop, and it won't ever stop. But he's worried about the consequences of escalation in this way. And he's very pleased with the two of you. He says discretion and the quality of work that you guys have put in. He thinks you are worthy of the title of superhero. Thinks your legacy will supersede the Batman's. And he thinks this is like, we're moving in the right direction. This is the kind of response we want. To keep the city safe, but we'll keep an eye on things. And you know, there's abuses of power out there with the police and things too, but we have some allies in our pocket and some, you know, manipulation behind the scenes that can help, you know, smooth things out. So you guys in the next upcoming months are going to see a lot of airships patrolling all the time. And then it's going to slowly kind of taper into a place where maybe you think the budget has dictated that we just go to a like normal routine patrol rather than a full frontal assault on crime in the city and vigilante justice.
Yeah.
And with you guys laying low and them not really having too many leads, there's nothing for them to go on, and they're not going to keep committing the resources heavily to this sort of thing, especially with the Stromwells and Thorne temporarily off the street.
Yeah.
I think by the end of the couple months when things calm down, Thorne finds a way out of jail again.
I'm sure.
It's his thing.
Just happens.
He's just able to kind of avoid it.
Yeah.
He goes there a lot and people know about it and everybody knows, but his law team is good. And
corruption.
Yeah, then there's that sort of thing happening.
Trash.
That's just the state of affairs in the first couple months. But what do you guys do with your downtime?
Getting gains, bro.
Yeah, getting some sick gains. I want to kind of get better at this superhero thing. So I'd probably try to consult Anders to see if maybe he can, like, maybe consult some tutelage from him to see if maybe I can go a different route. on some things and kind of branch out, get better.
You have a very specific style of like fighting and movement.
I do.
Anders is absolutely willing to teach you different styles of combat.
That'd be dope.
And he says, like, there are some things that you have to do that are necessary sometimes to that are maybe not the most like righteous way of fighting. Mm-hmm. But he tells you they're super useful, and they are they're a deviation of normal fighting, but it can give you the upper hand in a lot of situations that you as a superhero are going to find yourself in.
Yeah.
You know,
I would take that very, very like to heart, especially with everything that's happened, and also take it very seriously.
Okay. So you're going to have sessions with Anders for training in the meantime.
Yeah.
You're not going out right now on patrols or things like that. So you have plenty of time to, you're basically going to be like sparring as he sits in the corner and like tells you that your footing's wrong.
Yeah. for sure.
He's going to tell you that, you've not beat one time he fights you.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty hard.
Oh.
Because he's commanding that you fight in this new style.
Oh, in the new style. Okay.
He says you can use your other skills will aid you here. You're obviously a trained martial artist. So yes. Like that's not going to, it's going to translate. So, but you knock Anders over to the ground and he's like, and you like put like a sword, like a katana down to his throat or whatever. Yeah. You're like, yield. And he's like,
to be aware he's like, your surroundings.
He's like, you haven't beaten me yet. You sacrificed your footing for a killing blow. Yeah, and he breaks the ice underneath your feet. And you're like, you didn't even know there was ice underneath your feet in this concrete room. And the next scene, you're sitting by the fire.
And you're rubbing your arms.
The rest will take care of itself. So that's what your training with Anders looks like.
Quality.
Steve, yes,
thank you for that.
Mr. Bobby, what would you like to do in the next few months?
Since we're laying low, I figured Brandon will go back into his business.
Nice.
And
his woodworking business?
Yes, but then I'm gonna spend much more time in the field, so like technically the surrounding forest. And I'm gonna use that time to actually, instead of just, you know, using my brute strength to like chop down these trees, I kind of want to like get into the science of like proper breaking points.
Oh, hell yeah. So that's really good deep in this.
Yeah. So I want to consult Stan, our tinker over here. And then
your house alchemist.
Pick his brain about like what is the best way to, you know, really do some real damage. You know, and I'm just raging in nature and hitting trees down.
So you're going to study you're basically going to study anatomy, physics, and geometry with Stan.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can apply it to both beating and construction.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And Stan is very hesitant. He's like, sorry, did you say killing?
No, I meant defeating my enemies.
Yes, that's very good. It sounded like you said killing, though.
No, sorry, that's just the innate.
We had a fever dream where we were murder hobos, but that's not canon anymore.
We're really hoping the bloodlust to be gone. It's just been awakened. Your training with Stan goes roll intelligence.
Oh, okay. Oh God.
Do it.
Where are you? Intelligence. Is it up here?
Yeah.
That is a 7, my dude.
Oh, that's actually a save, but your intelligence modifier is on your,
actual intelligence.
This one?
Minus one.
It is still a 7.
Okay. Your training with Stan goes slower than
I am a brute.
Yeah. Stan is very patient with you. He tells you a lot of times like, okay, well, I still have things to do. So like you need to bring whatever you're trying to experiment with to the lab. So go get stuff from the field and then come to the lab. And like if it's a tree stump or whatever, we'll talk about where it breaks.
Okay. I rage and run off into the forest.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's a big part of it is you're not having too much trouble like learning it. Like Brandon's got the minus one, but you're a really practical dude that has like you're applicative, you're motivated and ambitious, and you get into something and you learn it well. And I think that's why you've done well in construction. It's manual labor, but you know it well.
Yes.
And you don't need to know a whole lot of things. Like, oh, I know how to like beat up bad guys. I just want to do that more specialized. I think when Stan is explaining things to you in your normal state, that you're getting it. But when you rage, you lose a lot of that data. It goes to the back and you're operating on everything up front.
Yeah.
So that's what you guys are working on the most, is raging and remembering how to do the thing good enraged.
Right.
Instead of just being a rage monster.
Yeah.
Channel your rage into specific ways of striking your opponent to mm-hmm. maximize your damage output.
Yeah, kind of like the new Marvel Hulk, where he's just channeled all his rage and he's calm, but yeah, he can still be in Hulk form.
Yeah.
Hipster Hulk.
You just get too sexual and horny when you rage. So,
I forgot about that.
So you need to embody that sexual energy and channel it into breaking ankles. Yeah,
that's fair.
I think that's a great stop tactic on an enemy. You've probably broken a lot of bones, like leg bones. Like, well, you're not getting up because I broke your fucking leg
by being mm-hmm. too sexy.
Yeah, it was really hot.
It was really hot. You just broke my ankles. I'm like, oh no!
Oh, it's disgusting and painful and so sexual.
That's so good.
I'm confused. So confused. Okay, I think that is a cool way to spend a little bit of time. But I think that you are honest with yourself at some point near the end of those few months with Stan
mm-hmm.
is, yeah, you learned a lot of really cool stuff, but Stan is, first of all, he's a busy guy. Yeah. And second of all, he is a very different way of thinking than you do.
Okay.
The third thing is that, like, it's just not happening. Like,
yeah, I just don't get it.
Like, it's going to... he's like, he basically tells you, like, hey, I taught you everything you asked me about, but the application of this while you rage, that's something that you're going to have to work on yourself because I can't help you with that. Like,
right.
That's just part of, like, your nature, and that's what makes you special as a fighter.
Yeah.
And it's something you're going to have to research on your own, or, like, maybe... He suggests, like, maybe there's another mentor that you can look to.
Mm-hmm. A blood relation of yours, perhaps?
Yeah, so the first few months go well for Lucian. I think that's where we'll take our first level up.
Ooh, okay.
Nice.
So
we'd be level six.
You guys have moved into level six. Let's go over your power set as of now, according to the player's handbook.
Okay.
For the basic barbarian, we're not going to go into the Xanathar's Guide expansion stuff yet, which is your niche. Your niche path.
Yeah. It's so only a level six that he gets.
Level one, you had a +2 proficiency bonus. You have your rage and unarmored defense. You get 2 rages and your rage damage is +2. At level two, that all stays the same. You get, except you get reckless attack and danger sense.
Yep.
Reckless attack isn't one you normally use all the time, but now that
it gives you
2 attacks with the big axe,
you
could definitely look into that. You can have advantage on all your attacks with primary swings.
Yeah. Wow. It's just you'll the trade-off have advantage is against that you. Next time they have advantage on you.
Yeah.
But
it's the trade-off.
They can't attack you for advantage if they're dead.
If they're dead, yeah, it's true. It's extremely true.
At your third level, you got the primal path. So we took the... What's it called? I guess as I name
path
stuff...
Path of the Guardians, I think.
Path of the Guardian.
Yeah, Ancestral Guardian.
Okay. I guess as we... I'll say you get this from, like... We'll talk about what that means in a minute.
Yeah.
Fourth level. Oh, and when you got that, your rages went up to 3. Your damage is still +2. Fourth level, you got an ability score improvement. Did you use that on adding stats?
I did, yes.
Okay, cool. Rage is still 3. Damage is 2. Fifth level, you got your extra attack, which we were just talking about. Your proficiency went up to +3. You got an extra 10 feet of movement because you've effectively done... a year's worth of superheroing, and that counts as leg day, canonically speaking. And then you still had 3 rages and 2 damage. So now we are leveling up to the 6th level. Proficiency will still be 3.
Okay.
But now you have an additional rage. You have 4 rages now.
Awesome.
and you have a path feature. So let's go over your Ancient Guardian stuff from the beginning. So do you want me to read it, or do you got it?
You can if you want to continue.
Okay, yeah, let's go over your Guardian. We're just gonna this is a housekeeping episode as well as a world builder. We just want to make sure that we're all doing everything right. So, ancestral protectors. So when Brandon rages, a ghost comes out of a tattoo on his not on his butthole, but around his butthole.
Around the apparently, butthole. Yes,
as you have decided.
Because you have made the fucked up character choice. Yeah, I
don't know. I just allow it. I don't know. I don't know anything about it other than Steve wants it. And that ghost looks like Jude Law, and he's wearing an old school, 1920s style wrestler's swimsuit or whatever.
But he's got the handlebar mustache.
He's got the handlebar, and he looks fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. He doesn't speak usually, and he just does hand signs to you. No one knows sign language because you're a bunch of barbarians. he is one of your ancestors,
yes.
Specifically,
yes.
Who does have a backstory. Did do cool shit.
Jude Law Bobby.
It's Jude Law Bobby. let's see. So with that, you get the ancestral protector. So until the start, while you're raging, the first creature you hit with an attack on your turn becomes the target of the warriors, which hinder its attacks until the start of your next turn. The target has disadvantage on any attack roll that isn't against you, and when they hit another creature, that creature has resistance on the damage dealt by the attack, and the effect ends if your rage ends. Basically, what that means is Jude Law comes out and he shields Lucian or an innocent bystander, maybe. It hasn't really come into play too much quite yet.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, but that's
the next one. Definitely
that's gonna change too. Yeah. Also, Spirit Shield, which is your new one, Steve.
Woo!
Beginning at 6th level, Hugo Weaving comes out of your butt, as well as Jude Law.
Okay,
so now there's two dudes.
Hugo Weaving.
They aid you and can provide supernatural protection to those you defend. If you are raging and another creature you can see within 30 feet of you takes damage, you can use your reaction, which is you get one reaction per round. You can use when it's not your turn. You can use your reaction to reduce that damage by 2d6.
Wow.
Substantial.
Yes.
Wow.
Real substantial.
You are becoming an invaluable asset to this man who this is going to solve many of his problems.
It is.
So my rage fart can protect him.
Yes.
Yes,
if
it
you want to call it a fart, I guess that's fine. Yes, when you rage, you're going to start. You need to spend your reaction and actively remember to do this.
Yeah.
I need to be the one that remembers Jude Law.
Yeah.
Pretty much because I'm responsible for the damage that I put out as an enemy.
Okay.
But we should all be responsible for reminding each other of how our shit works.
Yeah.
Okay. So no problem. Yeah.
No, I'm trying to remember that.
So he comes out of the same tattoo?
It's up to you, dog.
Yeah. It's totally up to you.
I mean, I want a new body tattoo.
Oh, okay.
For Hugo.
Is it another? I pictured another new ring on the outside of the ring.
Like concentric rings?
Yeah.
No.
Like a bunch of hidden ones, and eventually your whole butt is just like
a bullseye of.
Yeah. Your ancestral butt bullseye.
Oh, no.
Anything you want.
I mean, I want two concentric tattoos around my nipples now.
Oh, amazing. Okay. And he just opens his shirt and he's just. And Hugo Weaving comes out.
I don't have to open my shirt.
You don't.
I'm wearing that glow one piece.
They glow through the one piece. You're wearing a one piece and you're wearing a surgeon's coat that vanishes into a wrist pocket.
That's right. Shit.
You're wearing
and the gloves are surgical gloves.
The gloves are surgical gloves, but they're
combat boots.
They're special. The gloves are special. You can
the grappling.
You have advantage on grapples, and you have a move you can do on people when they're grappled. That's a D10 worth of damage, it knocks them prone, and prone gives you advantage on attacks.
Right.
That one hasn't come into play yet, but I imagined it working like you grapple a guy and pile drive him to the ground, and then this guy comes in flurries of blows with advantage.
Yeah, with advantage.
Yeah.
Start kicking him.
And if he doesn't get up, he's in a fucking world of fucking trouble.
Kicking him on the floor.
So that's a cool combo.
Awesome.
We have grapple gloves. We got, we're going to open up the renown shop that we had last season. Anything that was in there is now something that you guys carry on you within reason. I'll probably give you a set amount of things to have on you if they're expendable, like a flashbang. Mm. But you have earned that for free use this season, a certain amount per session. Or per times you go back to the manor and restock.
Okay.
So we'll keep track of that. I think it's going to be like 4 flashbangs.
Wow.
That's substantial, yeah.
Yeah, maybe 3. But like, there's no reason you wouldn't be able to hold those on like a utility belt.
Yeah, I have 2 on me right now.
Yeah. So we're going to add the utility. Basically what that means is we're going to add an item to your inventory called the utility belt.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys will always be wearing it. It can be whatever color you want, and it can be like a harness that goes over your shoulder, like, you know, a bullet holster, or it can be a cowboy style, you know, gun belt sort of thing, or it can be like pouches that you have that run along the side of you, or it can be your lab coat, can have just a bunch of pockets on the inside. Whatever you need it to be.
Are we telling you that now?
You can. Yeah, it's flavor. I can either give you Batman's utility belt, or you can turn Batman's utility belt into whatever the fuck that looks like. It'll serve the same function.
Okay, I want a red fanny pack that's strapped diagonally across my shoulder.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, like a satchel bag style, and it's just like in the chest area.
Yeah, and it says Supreme on it.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Nice. Amazing. We're going to have to get you a fucking cap and a sweater from Cotton On.
Jesus. I'll just take pouches on like this on my hip, basically. Like not the full utility belt, but yeah, like little pouches.
We'll call them like rectangular and there's a multiple. Yeah. Okay.
Like just go in there, flip them open and just throw it out if I need to.
Totally. More of the gun holster thing. Okay, yeah, that's fun. So let's go over.
So this is just level 6 we're talking about? We're just, or are you going to get him up to 8 right now?
We're going to do a little more world building and then we'll level up again.
Okay, yeah. I got you.
So let's talk about Lucian.
Sure.
You are an elf.
I am a wood elf.
You're a wood elf. You get that cool Heidi Hyde shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
oh, and Brandon's a human. He gets human stat boosts.
Human. Yeah, what did you do? You did the ability score increase last time, right?
I did, yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you took like a feat or anything like that when we did it the last time.
No, because I have 2 character sheets here and this one has substantially better stats.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you must have increased like your strength or something.
Yeah. Our heroes don't wear armor. They both have unarmored defense. Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
We're so fucking strong.
Yeah, they're just naturally, they're superhuman in many ways. As a monk, Lucian, at first level, working with the +2 proficiency. You get a D4 to your martial arts, which is like your unarmed strikes and stuff. Mm-hmm. You got unarmored defense and you got martial arts, which was...
Yeah, which was the D4 and...
Right.
Getting 10 to my movement. Or no, my...
Well, you get +10 to your movement at level 2.
At 2.
And then you get 2 key points. So now you're working with key.
Fuck
which
yes.
is energy, so you can shoot beams out of your hands and shit. Mm-hmm. You get unarmored movement, which is, what is that?
If I'm not wearing armor, I just get +10 to my
So you're working speed. At a +20 speed?
Right now, yes.
Right, okay, cool. Yeah. At level 3, all that's, you get a 3rd key point, and you get your monastic traditions and deflect missiles, which you've used several times.
It's my favorite thing, yeah.
Yeah, catch an arrow, catch you an get arrows. To throw it or, and reduce thing. Damage. What was your monastic tradition?
I did the Way of the Sun Soul Monk.
Okay, and we'll get into that in a second. At level 4, did you take an ability score increase?
No, I took the tough feat.
Oh, so you doubled up your con.
I wanted more else, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's a monster.
That's going to really start showing off with his new ability.
Yeah, with the reduced thing, yes, it's definitely.
Hit harder.
And I got a slow fall, too.
Yes, and slow fall is also on there. So you can, that's like a lot like feather fall. Spell
yes.
You can mitigate damage from falling, which is super good for what you guys are doing.
It's 5 times my monk level, so
Shit.
It would be, I could reduce it by 20 points.
Nice.
Any sort of fall damage.
So at 5th level you got an extra attack. At 3rd level, 4th level you got an extra key point as well.
Yes.
So at 5th level you get 5 key points. Your proficiency went up to +3. You got 15 feet of movement. No, that's next level. Sorry. Next you got level. 10 feet of movement.
Yeah.
You got an extra attack and you got stunning strike. Stunning strike's really good. You use key to like incapacitate your foe.
Yeah, to stun him. And then my martial arts went up to a D6 instead of a D4.
Nice.
Also.
Oh, it did. Nice. So yeah. Level 6, let's talk about what happens with Anders and your training. He's showing you how to become a rogue.
Yes.
Because we multi-class.
So multi-class.
We multi-classing up on F-Bats. Right. Meow.
So, yes. So instead, I do something different.
Right. So let's... I'm going to pull up the rogue table. And I just multi-classed rogue on another character. So I'm a little familiar with what happens when you do that. R is for rogue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get sneak attack, basically. Expertise.
And yes, we have to talk about that. So at level 1, rogue, you obtain sneak attack, which is an extra D6 on... damage when you have advantage on an attack, or mm-hmm. if your enemy you're attacking is within 5 feet of another enemy, you also get it. So, you also can speak Thieves Cant. Mm-hmm. Anders has been able to speak code to you.
That's dope.
And it's a lot of like symbol stuff and like simple words and mm-hmm. like stuff that you can communicate with, like rudimentary, like single symbol answers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
For expertise, you get to pick 2 skills and double your proficiency in them. So yes. On your character sheet, I usually write a little E next to the skill. Mm. So I remember which ones I do that.
Yeah.
AI is making waves in every field it touches. President Biden is now on TikTok and the election draws closer each day. With so much going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with it all, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal, the co-host of Make Me Smart. It's a podcast from Marketplace. And every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I break down the latest in business and the economy with short daily episodes to make it easy for you to stay in the know. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Greetings, adventurers. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. 6 adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.